Hello again, and welcome to the final podcast for 2019. Yep, it is already December 15th, and it's so hard to believe that despite, well, I'll call them my complaints and arguments and doubts regarding maybe my skill sets to do these podcasts and what is the real value of a monthly vocal message about the personal and professional topics I consider so critical to the world of work? Well, let me just tell you that this episode completes our third year, 36 podcasts. How about that? Hi, my name's Marv Pikla, and I am your monthly voice for Inspiring Innovations, Learning Moments podcast. And to everybody out there who has taken the time to listen and share a learning moment or two, thank you so much for all the times you have listened. But let me just announce that this topic, this podcast, will run a little longer because we're going to talk about one of my favorite topics every time, all the time: innovation. And the specific focus for this month's topic is the different forms of innovation. The different forms of innovation. And let me explain what I mean. I believe there are four different kinds, types, forms of innovation. And for the next few minutes, I'm going to try and identify and define the ones that I believe help you sort out what you do and offer some examples of how they fit into the world of innovation. And the examples I'll share will be a return to my old day job, but they're all great examples. So here we go. Number one, the first one, and the most obvious one, is innovation ideas. Okay? Innovation ideas. Sometimes, you know, you come up with that great topic of change or how you would do business different to help your customers and get maybe a better product or service going. The innovation idea that I'll offer for this podcast is what we called our employment and training tool chest voucher system. In the coolest of ways, as an innovation idea, it blended training program dollars all together into a scholarship style system, and it helped everybody kind of understand what we were trying to do. And by doing the tool chest, we eliminated maybe some stereotypes that went along with helping somebody with a public service, and it allowed increased versatility in the way we were able to use the dollars. And it allowed even staff to maybe exercise a little of their own innovation as they helped people go from unemployment to work. It makes me smile every time I think about the purpose and value of this innovation idea. Okay? There you go. Form number one of innovation, a great idea. Okay. The second area that we need to talk about, or form of innovation, I call innovation application. By innovation application, I mean adapting maybe another cool idea that's already out there, but applying it to an initiative that is entirely different, or applying it in a totally different way. The innovation application example I want to explain is when we applied the Shark Tank entrepreneurship concept and created our own I've Got a Better Idea high school to high school challenge. Under this innovation application form, students from our region's high schools were invited to compete in a Shark Tank form and pitch their idea and toss out their I've Got a Better Idea concept. Local celebrity judges listened to the ideas about maybe starting a school store, making ink pens out of deer antlers, building a path down a different runway so senior citizens could get to their areas of help easier. And one idea was even to help teachers learn how to give tests better. It was a great time. The next innovation form I want to talk about is just innovation partnering. Yeah, I know partnerships between agencies and organizations and business have been common and in many cases are required by law in some settings. But what happens if you create a totally non-traditional, unique, unexpected partnership? Well, we were fortunate enough to brag about the time that our little workforce agency partnered with the Ford Motor Company. Our goal was kind of simple. It was to create an introduction to apprenticeship course, okay? An introduction to an apprenticeship course. But because telling the whole story would take just a little too long for the time that we have today, let me just say we did it. We created what we called automation, and it was for the manufacturing sector, and it was an introduction to apprenticeship course. We also created a course called Servicetry, and of course, it was targeted towards occupations in the service industry. The support that we got from the Ford Motor Company almost seemed endless, and we were spoiled. And in the end, we were even recognized as a U.S. Department of Labor demonstration project. It was the best of times, and what a great opportunity. Last but not least would be the term target audience innovation. Okay, that's another form, target audience innovation. This form of innovation is driven by the service to a specific group. In other words, the product or services provided may be regular, but the audience targeted would be prime time, and the customized service would be special and unique to them. What am I saying? The target innovation form example I want to tell you about is with the Future Farmers of America, FFA. And we hosted an FFA day. In the spring of several years, we rented a tent and chairs and covered our parking lot and had a very special agribusiness career-focused employment training day for the high school students who were also members of the FFA program. Local agribusinesses from the area contributed food for the kids and supplies. And the National FFA Organization, okay, the National FFA Organization made us, you know, an annual event on their calendar, and they made sure that every year we had a vice president, a National FFA vice president, as our guest speaker every year. And our status then as an organization for jobs and considering the importance of agribusiness jobs went way up. Well, I've gone way over our regular 5 minutes time, but I want you to just think about and remember, you know, the innovation pieces that we talk about, the four forms of innovation. Number one, pure idea innovation. Number two, unique application innovation, partnershiping innovation, and target audience innovation. You never, never be afraid to try one or all of these forms whenever you can and wherever you can. Thanks for listening this past year, and we'll talk more in 2020. Thanks a lot.